Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
What is going on, Dominic Jimenez? I am in. It's another edition of Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. A lot to do in the next hour. Lots of... There we are. Lots of sports talk to get into over the next hour. Coming up in about half an hour at 40 after, I'll be joined by writer Mike Sielski to talk about his new book about the dunk. What? The dunk? Yes, the slam dunk. That's what the book is about. It's called Magic in the Air, The Myth, The Mystery, and the Soul of the Slam Dunk. However you might be joining us today, I'd like to welcome you in to the show. Tune in, iHeart, Stitcher, streaming live on Sports Byline USA, listening on the Sports Overnight America app, perhaps? Perhaps? Okay, sorry. Bad jokes are done. But however you might be joining us, I'd like to thank you, or especially if you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for doing all that you do to protect us here at home and allow us to do things like talk sports. So, welcome to the show. We got a lot going on again. Champions League off and running. MLB spring training has begun. I won't be going. I almost went. There's a music festival that they've launched that exists in conjunction with spring training. And one of the headliners, Casey Musgraves, very tempted to go just for the weekend, but... Anybody who's been to spring training before knows, yeah, things can get kind of expensive down there. So we will not be heading down to spring training, but I'll give some of my thoughts on baseball and the state of the sport. So if you want to be part of the conversation, you give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and we'll talk some sports. It's Dominic Jimenez, Sports Overnight America.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Responsible.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back, Sports Overnight America, here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. Dominic Jimenez in the saddle. We're talking sports. If you want to be part of the conversation, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Give me a call. We will get you on the air, and we'll talk whatever might be on your mind in the sporting world. Coming up in about 27 minutes or so, at 40 after, I'll be joined by author Mike Sielski, talk about his new book, Magic in the Air, The Myth, The Mystery, and The Soul of the Slam Dunk. Debating whether I want to ask him this, but for those of you who have seen Semi-Pro, spoiler alert, I guess, if you haven't, you've had a lot of time to watch it. It's not a new film, but if you know, they in the movie, towards the end, in the final game, they kind of create the slam dunk. Maybe it's not at the end of the game. Anyway, they in the movie, they create the slam dunk, and Andre 3000's character gets a lot of pushback. Like, oh, that's illegal, that's not fair, and all of a sudden, oh, they're doing really well. So, you know, all right, maybe, who knows, maybe Will Ferrell's movie actually is steeped in history there. Who knows? I don't think I'm going to bring it up. We got lots of other questions I can ask him, but it is kind of cool to, as we get that interview going, to I will be pulling my own parallels and kind of, that might be a little accurate there, Semi-Pro. But speaking of dunking, I'm going to share my thoughts on NBA All-Star Weekend. I haven't had a chance to talk about it yet, and I feel like it's a big enough event that we need to talk about it, even if it wasn't a great event. we gotta talk about it. So that's what I'm going to do. Starting Friday, celebrity game. Cool. I usually will check out the celebrity games for a few minutes, especially if there is a celebrity or two where I actually, I like that person. Wasn't quite necessarily the case. There were a lot of people that I knew who were participating in the game. I know Rome Flynn from How to Get Away with Murder. He won MVP. I know Bailey, who wrestles in the WWE, Kai Cenat, one of the biggest YouTubers out there, Drewski, one of the more popular TikTokers and social media comedians out there. Plenty of people I knew didn't get invested. So it was cool that you had a couple Bay Area sporting legends as the head coaches between Jerry Rice and Barry Bonds. It was cool seeing them out there. You had the more celebrity. It was, you had 2 Chainz as the coaches, one of the teams, and Cobby Lame, who was probably the first or one of the first huge TikTok stars, was one of the other coaches. Looked sharp, dapper. That game's fine. I have no issues with it. Expectations are low. It's just a way to, it's a way to get celebrities involved. That's really the path to more popularity, is you get celebrities involved. I think of WWE and Logan Paul. I'm not taking anything away from him as a wrestler. He's actually quite good. But he's a huge celebrity. He's bigger than the WWE. They bring him in. They've brought in, I think they brought in Kai Cenat and KSI, other YouTubers who are huge, and they've had appearances there. AEW recently has had the Costco guys, Big Boom AJ, Big Justice, The Rizzler. Boom! They've had them on. It's just what sports leagues do. How many celebrities appear courtside? And now, yeah, that's just an event. They can go out and be seen. But still, more often than not, the celebrity angles on sports elevate the popularity. You're attracting a different audience that may not have normally been wanting to watch it. It's just the nature of the business. So, celebrity game, cool. Glad they had fun. Congratulations, Rome Flynn, winning MVP. Great. I do remember the days when we had, like, the Justin Biebers of the world in there. And I'm talking not tiny little Justin Bieber. Like, this was Justin Bieber as an adult out there. Maybe a late teenager, maybe not quite an adult, but that's a pretty big get. I don't care what era it is, getting Justin Bieber involved with something, that's a big get. So maybe we'll get some more big-time celebrities like Justin Bieber going forward. Who knows? Saturday night. Now, Saturday night, I think, is what most people care about. For the people who care about All-Star Weekend, I think Saturday night is the main event. You had the Skills Challenge. Now, you'd think, okay, maybe the dunk contest is steeped in controversy. Maybe the three-point shootout is steeped in controversy. No. The Skills Challenge was steeped in controversy from the opening second. I have mixed feelings about it. On one hand, I respect Chris Paul and Victor Wembanyama for trying to game the system. They're competitors. They wanted to win. Wemby reportedly talked to multiple people to say, hey, what we're going to do, can we do it? And for those of you who haven't seen the clip, during the Skills Challenge, there are a couple of stations where you have to shoot the ball. Well, instead of actually shooting the ball, they were grabbing the ball and kind of flipping it up. They were just trying to power through the ball, power through the racks, and they were not making a good faith attempt. At the time, it seemed like a genius move. Hey, they're saving a lot of time. You can flip those 3 balls forward faster than you can grab it and properly shoot. That's just how it goes. So props to them for trying to game the system, trying to win. They were being competitive about it. Kudos. On the other hand, imagine trying to bring in new fans and that's the first thing they see, because the Spurs did go first. And that's what they see. That's, now, to be fair, Chris Paul and Victor Wembanyama shooting the basketball, I don't think that's going to draw fans in, be like, oh my goodness, wow, I got to keep watching this. I've never watched the NBA All-Star Weekend before. I got to keep watching it. Probably not. But I will tell you, it didn't help. Nobody is walking away from that saying, I gotta keep watching it. This is amazing. No. It was awful television unless you're a basketball fan and you've seen the skills challenge and you can be like, ah, these crafty sons of guns. Oh, there. That's, I think that might be cheating, but I respect, oh man, that's clever. How has nobody ever thought of that? They ended up getting disqualified. The Cleveland Cavaliers ended up beating the Golden State Warriors. I say the Cavaliers beat the Warriors. Technically, yes. It was Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell defeating Draymond Green and Moses Moody in the final round. Not a great look, though. I can't say it was good for the league. It was a bad look. Especially a league who, over the last few years, the talk has constantly been about diminishing viewership, declining attendance, the popularity of the game is waning, All-Star Weekend is a mess, we got to do this to the game, we got to do that to the game. And to see that, I'm sure, was not great. I don't understand a scenario in which the NBA was happy about it, that they had to disqualify one of the teams, not for skipping a skill or something, just for creatively dogging it. Again, I respect them trying to win the competition. Maybe I would have saved that for the final round, though. I'm Dominic Jimenez. More sports talk here on Sports Overnight America coming up after this break.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, welcome back. Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. We're going on. We're moving sports talk at its finest. If you'd like to participate, 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-7529 is the number to get in and get heard. Coming up in the next break, we'll be talking with author Mike Sielski about his book, Magic in the Air, The Myth, The Mystery, and The Soul of the Slam Dunk. And is apparently just going to turn into all going to turn into basketball talk here. Because I very much didn't get through what I was talking about with the NBA All-Star Weekend. I got through the Skills Challenge. We still have two more events Saturday, and then the actual All-Star game that took place on Sunday. Okay, buckled in, ready to go. There was a lot of Kevin Hart. Because this was all part of the spectacle, before I even get into the three-point shootout and the dunk contest, there was a lot of Kevin Hart. Now, I know a lot of people think Kevin Hart's funny. A lot of people don't think Kevin Hart's funny. And I think Kevin Hart, his type of humor is definitely not for everyone. Kevin Hart's funny, his type of funny is just kind of being loud, wham, bah, blah, blah, ah, make a joke, ah, get that, ah. That's kind of Kevin Hart's style of comedy, is being loud. Now, he's funny. There are definitely some bits of stand-up that I thought Kevin Hart was great. He's hilarious at times. But I think one of the things working against him, in addition to his style not working all the time, is we get so much Kevin Hart. There's a lot of Kevin Hart out there. He's on our TV screens, movie screen. He inundated at times with Kevin Hart. And I don't think he's the draw exactly that people think he is. It was just way too much Kevin Hart. It was Kevin Hart not just being naturally funny. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen sometimes where he's just hanging out with Shaq. He's hilarious. He can be extremely situationally funny. I think it's the moments when it's not scripted, it's not stand-up, it's not a movie, when he's just out there in the wild, in public, where he tries too hard to be funny, it gets really bad. It ends up being really not funny. And it's like, okay, dude, we get it. And Kevin Hart will repeat jokes as he's talking. Ah, yeah, right, Shaq? Yeah, yeah, Shaq's so big. Oh, right, Shaq's so big. Ah! It's not good. And we got a lot of that version of Kevin Hart on All-Star Weekend Saturday night. Didn't hit for a lot of people. And it's not just me being me. It's not my sense of humor. It was not for me, but also, again, a lot of people, a lot of discourse over the last few days has been, why did we get so much Kevin Hart? Okay. So, yeah, too much Kevin Hart. Maybe we needed less of that. Three-point shootout. Or even, actually, I think before the three-point shootout, we had Mr. Beast come out. And they picked a fan who was sitting way up high at Chase Center for the evening. It was a teenager. I believe he was a later teenager. Maybe he was 18, 19. Maybe he was an adult. I'm sure to give away money, he had to be an adult. But anyway, a younger guy. He comes down, and he's in a half-court shooting contest against Damian Lillard. Mr. Beast is going to give away $100,000 if the guy makes one half-court shot before Damian Lillard makes three. This segment dragged. This is another one where Kevin Hart can be funny in certain situations. When all of the conditions are right, he can be downright hilarious. But it doesn't work all the time. Mr. Beast can be extremely personable. He can be a solid host. However, it needs to be situational. On a live thing like this, where Mr. Beast is trying to stay engaging, constantly talk to keep the story going, keep things moving along, it doesn't quite work. And it didn't hit for me. I like watching Mr. Beast's videos. He's entertaining. The videos are entertaining. Didn't work for me Saturday night. It did not work for me. Congrats to the kid. He hit a three-point shot, a half-court shot, before Dame hit his third. So the guy won $100,000. Kyrie tried to take some of the money. Kevin Durant's like, dude, put that back. No, don't take the guy's single-dollar bills. So that segment, it ended up being great at the end because the guy made it. But the build-up during the segment, not good. Three-point shootout. Congrats, Tyler Hero. It was fine. It was good. Some of the guys were awful. Some of them were really good. Tyler Hero got the win. The three-point shootout is what it is. There's not a whole lot you can do to alter it. It's, for the most part, going to be the same thing. What you can expect to see is what you're going to see. Realistically, obviously, if you think, everybody's going to go perfect. I didn't see everybody go perfect. What are you talking about, Dom? Realistically, what you expect to see is what you get. Over the years, they've added a full rack of money balls. They've added the starry three-point shot, which is kind of from Steph Curry, Damian Lillard territory. But there's not a whole lot you can do to it. And now the dunk contest. Shout out Mac McClung. Did it again. Three-peat. And this was a good dunk contest. And we'll talk a little bit with Mike Sielski in the next segment because he wrote a book about dunking. The history and the art of dunking. I'm interested to hear what he has to say about Mac McClung and the state of the dunk contest these days. He had some creativity. And a couple of the guys he went against, including Stephon Castle, they may not have connected on all of their dunks the way that they intended, but at least there was some creativity in the approach to the dunk and what they tried to do during the dunk. And Mac McClung jumped over a car. And not like Blake Griffin where he jumped over the hood of a car. No, Mac McClung actually jumped over a car while grabbing a ball from a dude who was popped out through the moonroof or sunroof. I don't know what the difference is. The retractable roof on the ceiling of the car, on the roof of the car. Mac McClung, 3-peat. And you know what I think the best thing about Mac McClung 3-peating is going to be? Is that it's going to get some stars back in the dunk contest. Now, do I think we necessarily need the stars? No, this was a perfect example of it. You had Mac McClung, a two-way player who spends a lot of his time in the G League. And you had him going up against in the final against Stephon Castle from the Spurs, a rookie. You didn't have a big superstar. And if Stephon Castle ended up winning, Mac should have won. But if Castle won, it wouldn't have been this huge robbery like Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon was a few years ago. But now that Mac McClung has won three times, Ja Morant on social media. Oh man, I think I got to get in this. Zach LaVine has said on social media, man, I might have to come back to this. And for what they're trying to do, in the NBA is to grow it and continue to draw in new people. Having superstars in these events doesn't hurt. I can't push him because Steph Curry's done a lot in his career, done a lot for the Bay Area, but if he was ever going to do one more three-point contest, at home in the Bay Area would have been the one to do it. I was a little disappointed he didn't do it. It was great to see Draymond and Moody in the Skills Challenge. It was great to see Buddy Hield in the three-point contest. He almost won it. But, man, I would have loved to have seen Steph. And I think if I'm a casual basketball fan, I would love to see Giannis. How long? We talked about 20 years now. Let's get LeBron in the dunk contest. Jordan used to do it. Dr. J used to do it. Huge stars used to do the dunk contest. Let's get the Giannises of the world. I can't say Zach LaVine's a superstar, but let's get household names. A lot of people don't know Stephon Castle. If it weren't for the dunk contest, hardly anybody would know who Mac McClung was. Andre Jackson. I'm not trying to slight these guys, but they're not household names. Let's get the household names back. And it looks like Mac McClung three-peating might have been just what the doctor prescribed. Now, in a year, are these bigger names still going to want to do the dunk contest? Or was it a heat-of-the-moment reaction that they had to send a tweet out on, sorry, X, a post on X, whatever. Was that just a heat-of-the-moment thing where they're like, oh, yes, guy, oh, man, this is getting my creative juices flowing. I got to go back and I got to do it. Or with a year under their belt to have calmed down. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Overnight America. Mike Cielski up next to talk about his new book, Magic in the Air, The Myth, The Mystery, and The Soul of the Slam Dunk.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to the show, Sports Overnight America, on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, heard around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I've been talking hoops this entire hour, and yeah, it's time to continue that, because it's now time to welcome in Mike Sielski. He's the author of Magic in the Air, The Myth, The Mystery, and The Soul of the Slam Dunk. It's available now from St. Martin's Press. Mike, welcome to the show. I want to start off with, what was the inspiration behind creating this book?
First, thanks for having me. I'd say the inspiration was another book by a friend of mine, a guy named Tyler Kepner, who's been covering Major League Baseball for close to 30 years, and he did a terrific book called K, A History of Baseball in 10 Pitches. It was basically telling the story of baseball through each of the pitches that a pitcher throws. Chapter 1 was the fastball, Chapter 2 the curveball, et cetera, et cetera. And I love that idea. I thought it was really clever and well done. And I thought about it in terms of basketball. Was there a way for me to kind of tell a narrative, anecdotal history of the sport and the changes to basketball, changes to America, too, in a similar kind of way? And I latched on to the dunk. I thought about Michael Jordan and Julius Erving and David Thompson and Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain, and I was kind of off and running.
You mentioned how kind of taking a look at society along with the sport of basketball. And I think I got to go back to the 1960s. This is when the dunk is essentially created. Very different political climate, very different social climate in America. So what was that kind of like as the intersection of, you know, society and basketball, where you have these kind of two different altering events kind of in a way kind of happening simultaneously, where, you know, we're in the thick of the civil rights movement, where we've got this new, we'll call it for the time, a new thing to the sport of basketball. What was that like in the 60s when the dunk was essentially created?
Well, it wasn't created. It was banned. It was created long before, you know, the 1960s came around. There were players dunking in the 20s that nobody knew about. You know, the stories are kind of vague and hard to verify. But the dunk was becoming a much more integral part of basketball into the 1960s. And as you said, come 1967, when Lou Alcindor is at UCLA, and in the aftermath of Texas Western beating Kentucky in the 1966 NCAA championship game, you have so many black players flooding into basketball at all its levels that the National Basketball Committee, and there was such a thing in the United States back in the mid-60s, decided, you know what, we can't have this anymore. Quote-unquote, the fundamentals of the sport are changing. And it was, you know, a not-so-subtle way to kind of quell the influence that black players were having on the sport. So from 1967 to 1976, dunking was illegal in college and high school basketball in this country, and it's still, to me, just crazy to think about.
Now, had the ban not happened, this was a quote from the press release that I really loved, that the dunk was seen as a revolutionary change agent for black people. Is that mostly stemming from the ban because of the prevalence and more African-American and black athletes playing basketball?
Yeah, I think it's a big part of it. You know, the dunk was bubbling up to the surface of basketball from the playgrounds and the cities of America, whether you're talking about New York or L.A. or Chicago, you know, all those street kind of players who were building reputations for themselves and then playing at colleges all over the United States and then eventually in the NBA. So, you know, it was strongly connected for a long time with black culture, and it was part of it was symbolic, I guess you'd say, of the rise of, you know, black influence in the culture, black assertion in the culture, individuality, the fact that these players such as, you know, whether you're talking about a David Thompson in the late 70s and Alcindor in the late 60s, what Wilt and Russell represented in the NBA in the 60s into the 70s, you know, the idea that playing above the rim was a new frontier for the sport, and that was really represented by the rise of black athletes. And as I said, the dunk kind of represents the establishment's last chance to kind of keep them down, and of course it failed miserably.
Now, just for the you know, younger basketball fans out there, it obviously the social commentary, the social aspect of it is a little bit different, but in terms of the kind of general pushback, now obviously I'm not talking about the systemic oppression that, you know, black Americans have had to suffer. I'm not comparing the two, but I think of the game now and how so many, and I'm going to use a really young term here, just bear with me, the quote-unquote, the old heads, the basketball purists say, oh, Steph Curry's ruined the game by shooting and being so talented at shooting the ball. In general, is that kind of have some parallels to what dunking was like in terms of the purists of the sport just being absolutely just disgusted by this new new wave of kind of playing the game?
I don't think it's a perfect analogy, because I don't think anybody could conceivably look at Steph Curry now and say that what he can do is bad for basketball.
Right.
I would say this. I think there was an idea from the formation of basketball, from its invention by Dr. James Naismith, that there was a certain way to play it, and there was a certain reason to play it, that there was a gentlemanliness to it, that it was supposed to reveal and enhance character and show toughness and unselfishness and teamwork and all of these sorts of things, and that the dunk was regarded as something showy and flashy and selfish. And it took all of these black athletes coming into the sport and employing the dunk and their teams winning games and popularity of the sport growing. And then eventually you get figures like Wilt and Russell, and even more importantly in certain respects, someone like Julius Irving or Michael Jordan, who are able to take the dunk mainstream and show everyone, look, just because a guy can fly through the air and do spectacular things with a basketball doesn't mean he's a selfish player. He can be part of a winning team, he can be a great teammate, and he can raise the profile of the sport nationally and globally. I think the corollary with today is that the three-pointer has become the be-all and end-all of the sport, and I think the dunk has suffered because of it. I think there's less individuality, less spontaneity, less improvisation in the sport now, certainly at the pro levels, because analytics have pushed the sport to a place where a three-pointer is almost always more desirable than an improvised difficult shot, and often those shots are dunks. A dunk is looked at nowadays as more about function, just putting the ball, the easiest way to put the ball in the basket, as opposed to form, meaning, you know, fewer people can appreciate a player flying through the air in spectacular fashion and throwing one down. We feel like we've seen that already, and the dunk's kind of lost some of its luster.
We're speaking with Mike Sielski. He's the author of Magic in the Air, The Myth, the Mystery, and the Soul of the Slam Dunk, available now from St. Martin's Press. You mentioned Dr. J and Michael Jordan and kind of how they seemingly turned the dunk into a bit of a phenomenon. Was that just because of their popularity as basketball players, or do you think that they kind of had a certain stylistic approach to the dunk, where obviously you think of iconic dunks? Dr. J many times pops into somebody's head. Michael Jordan many dunks pops into somebody's head. Was there anything specific that they did that kind of elevated the slam dunk into this huge thing?
Well, I think their styles of play were similar. They were both very elegant, graceful. They were aesthetically pleasing to look at and watch. I also think timing plays a great role in this. You know, Julius Irving is playing in the ABA for the first several years of his pro career. He had played collegiately at UMass, which was not considered a big-time college basketball program at the time. I mean, in the early 1970s, into the mid-1970s, even when Julius was with the New York Mets at the ABA, you know, if you said to someone, hey, I got to see Dr. J play basketball, it was the functional equivalent of saying, hey, I was standing by a lake in Scotland and a sea serpent happened to come out. I mean, that's the way people looked at it, because there was no television contract. Even in a franchise in New York, the ABA only had so much reach, and Julius only had so much cachet with the public. So when he enters the NBA, you know, he really, the sport really begins its takeoff, and then it leads to Magic and Bird, and of course it leads to Michael, where, you know, it's not just Michael, it's the shoes, it's Nike, it's culture, it's rap, it's the 1980s, it's mass media, and here is this guy who wants to teach us all how to fly, and, you know, the sport, before you know it, is a multi-billion dollar industry.
You mentioned how analytics seemingly have ruined the mystique of the dunk a little bit, with the emphasis on the three-point shot in the modern game. I will say, people still love the dunk contest, though. The three-point shootout does not get the same kind of love that the dunk contest does. We've had a little bit of a revitalization with Mac McClung the last couple of years in terms of redrawing the creativity and pushing the boundaries of kind of recreating that mystique. Tell me a little bit about the first dunk contest. I imagine it wasn't as ridiculous as people jumping over cars as we have now.
No, well, it depends on which dunk contest you want to talk about. If you want to talk about the ABAs, that actually came first in 1976. You know, Julius Erving versus David Thompson. It was a trendsetter in a large way. It was so successful, the aftermath of it, of watching Julius Erving take off from near the foul line and beat David Thompson and ending up on national TV interviews in the aftermath of that, led the NBA to try to pull one off in 1977. And it was not really a success. It was a bit honky-tonk. It happened during one of the games of the NBA Finals. In fact, at halftime of Game 6 of the Portland Trailblazers 76ers series, a guy named Darnell Hillman won it. He wasn't on an NBA team at the time. In fact, he wore a T-shirt of a local liquor store in Indianapolis, which is where he had been playing for the Indianapolis Pacers of the NBA. So it wasn't much, but it was Darnell Hillman. And the fact that the NBA had held the contest and was acknowledging in any way how vital the dunk was to the sport's popularity opens the door to Daryl Dawkins and Chocolate, you know, him being Chocolate Thunder, and, you know, all the aerial acrobatics that are going to come thereafter.
We've got about a minute left here, Mike. For you, what was the most surprising thing that you learned researching for this book? I'd imagine there had to be some kind of story or factoid that you had never heard before and kind of just blew your mind.
Yeah, that was the story of Joe Fortenberry, who is the player in 1936 who is really credited with spreading the gospel of the dunk nationwide. He's playing for a semi-pro team in the South, in Oklahoma and Texas. He has an exhibition game at Madison Square Garden in the spring of 1936. He's dunking in the layup line, and a columnist for the New York Times sees it, writes a column about it. It's really the first time that the words dunk and basketball are linked so strongly and so broadly. And as it turns out, Joe Fortenberry ends up being the star player on the 1936 U.S. Olympic team. 1936, first year basketball is in the Olympics. That's the Olympics in Berlin. It's the Olympics of Jesse Owens and the boys in the boat. And it's also the Olympics of Joe Fortenberry and the U.S. winning the gold medal. So I loved that story and didn't know anything about it until I started researching the book.
That's a new name to me, too. So I'm with you there. We have been speaking with Mike Sielski, author of Magic in the Air, The Myth, the Mystery, and the Soul of the Slam Dunk, available now from St. Martin's Press. Mike, thanks so much for taking some time and joining us. We really appreciate having you on.
Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. This is Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Overnight America. We continue rolling on after this.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, closing things down, last couple minutes here of this episode of Sports Overnight America. I'm Dominic Jimenez in the saddle. No, I'm not going to change topics. I'm going to keep things going with the NBA. My thanks again to Mike Sielski for joining me, talking about his new book about Dunkin', not Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' the Ball, Magic in the Air, The Myth, the Mystery, and the Soul of the Slam Dunk. From St. Martin's Press. Finishing my thoughts on All-Star Weekend, shout out Steph Curry. Second, I may have been disappointed he didn't participate on Saturday night, but he did play in the All-Star game on Sunday. His team won. Shaq, I think they call themselves Team OGs. LeBron was there. I want to say Kyrie was there. Steph was there. Jason Tatum was there, not necessarily an OG, but you get the I think Durant was there too, as well with LeBron, but LeBron didn't play because he was hurt. That's a whole nother thing. LeBron didn't play because he was hurt. Also didn't announce that he wasn't going to play until like the morning of. Kind of a jerk move, and I don't want to use the word jerk, but I don't think I can say the other one on the radio. It would have been nice to have seen him like, cool, you're still an all-star. We're not going to take it away from you that you're hurt. But, Norman Powell or somebody could have made us a bonus. So that part's unfortunate. The new style, I don't care for it. A little tournament style with four teams. I really don't like that the Rising Stars got a team. That's not to be slanderous to them at all, but they're not all-stars. They're young players. I don't need them in the all-star game or whatever this watered-down version of the all-star game is. I don't need to see Trace Jackson Davis or Brandon Pajano. I don't even know who was actually on the Rising Stars team that won their version of the All-Star game. I'd rather just see 5 to 8 more All-Stars, period. Maybe we can do that next year. All right, I'm Dominic Jimenez. This has been Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining me. Coming up next, that's right, more sports talk.